In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A fever had carried his son to the brink of death, so he left his son behind in search of Jesus. He doesn't know if he'll ever see his son again. He doesn't know if this miracle worker from Nazareth will actually come and help him. Quickly his feet carry him, but not too quickly, lest he tire himself out. Tears come and go as he prepares for the worst, yet hopes for the best. How quickly his emotions and his feelings could have hindered his journey. And what about his wife? How would he comfort her if his child would die? And yet Scripture mentions none of these emotions. No feelings, not even one thought, at least not in this account. Translations add emotions by saying he begged Jesus to come to him, but that simple Greek word simply means to ask someone for something. Now, God is not teaching us that we should be emotionless and robots and simply go along with everything. Feelings are a gift from God. Emotions are a gift from God. He created us to feel and to express these emotions. It's a wonderful, tremendous, good gift. How wonderful it is to know joy and happiness and gladness and excitement and pleasure, truly gifts of God. How wonderful it is to desire to hear God's word and to eagerly long for heaven, gifts of God. But society has taken these emotions and made them everything. So no longer do we think, but we feel. And whether we recognize it or not, we are inadvertently taught that emotions matter most. If I feel it, it must be true. If I have the emotion, it cannot be wrong. And who am I to discount what someone else feels is right or wrong? So many Christians have been sucked into this view of society and gone right along with the world. So they want music that is uplifting, a preacher that puts them on fire for the Lord. They want a service structure that builds them up and moves them. And usually all these things happen at the expense of the purity of God's word. Emotions are a gift from God. Truly they are. But you know how fickle our feelings are. You cannot live by your feelings. You cannot trust in your feelings. Because our sinful flesh has corrupted even those feelings. Our emotions are not always right. Sometimes they're blatantly wrong. It's why parents tell their children, say it like you mean it. They want the feeling, the emotion, to match the reality. Children live by emotions. Adults are not supposed to be controlled by emotions, but I fear that we regularly fail at this. One minute we're head over heels over this or that, the next minute we are indifferent toward it. One minute we can't get enough of God's word and we vow to hear it and to study it and to pray more than ever before, the next minute we find something more exciting to fill our time with. Here's the benefit of having a set routine, so that we are no longer at the mercy of our emotions and feelings. We don't do the things we feel like doing, but we do those things that have to get done, both for our life and also for our souls. And yet when your child is dying, every routine flies out the window. And no Christian feels good in that moment to watch a suffering, sick child. You see, God uses suffering to teach us what is real and what is not. Despite what we feel. Suffering sucks the joy out of us. It's heart-wrenching to watch that child. And for us who endure physical limitations, emotional challenges, just to name a few, life is hard. There is much that we never planned would happen to us that has. We never planned to age like this. We never planned that our children would turn out like that. Each news story makes us sad. Each day gets a little bit harder to get out of bed. We're overwhelmed and consumed with life at times, broken from everything we've gone through. And yet here we are. Others call us brave for for being able to handle all of these adversities, but we don't feel brave, we feel weak, we don't feel strong, we feel weathered and worn at the mercy of life's consuming waves, barely getting through. Frantically, we beg Christ for help, but life seems to just continue right along without an answer. We don't feel like God's beloved children. We don't feel like he is working everything out for our good. We don't feel like he is guiding us, protecting us, taking care of us, but we feel like he is ignoring us and leading us to take care of everything ourselves. And then our child dies, and the emptiness inside only widens. Jesus will not give in to society's view that emotions are king and everything for us. He will do what is good and right. So we want miracles to make us feel better. He wants to save us. So he doesn't go back with the official, and he doesn't do whatever we want to do. Instead, he speaks his word. Your son will live. Perhaps that dad was just as anxious and worried as before, perhaps. But now he goes trusting in the word of Christ. He lives not by what he feels, but he lives by what God said is true. So perhaps we too feel just as anxious or worried or concerned or sad. But we do not live by those feelings. We live by that word of God, for that word puts our feelings in their proper place. That is the word that has created something out of nothing. That is the word that removed a fever from a child, a city away. That word drove out demons, healed lepers, and called Lazarus out of the tomb 4 days later. And he speaks that same word over you. Because I live, you also will live. All feelings must take a back seat to this reality that you are living, not dying. For he died in your place. He entered death's mouth and ripped open death's jaws. He lives. So how could you die? He is victorious. So how could you lose the battle to cancer, disease, depression, or any other devil? How could you lose the battle even to death? You can't. You have the word of God himself. Because I live, you will also live. Still doesn't feel good to bury a loved one. But you have the word of Christ. It still doesn't feel good to lie in a hospital bed or to have a disease or an ailment, but you have the word of Christ. It still doesn't feel good to try and raise children in this hectic world, but you have the word of Christ and so do they. That word takes hold of our hearts and prevents us from living by our feelings, for feelings change, but the word of God remains the same forever. Feelings are sometimes right and sometimes wrong, but the word of God is always right and true. You don't always feel like a child of God, but you are. For the word of God spoken over you in holy baptism has made you such. Some days you feel like life overwhelms you. Other days, everything seems to go according to your plans. But either way, you live by that word of God, which says you are marching straight through the gates of hell and into heaven. And as you leave this sanctuary, you don't see anything different. You may come in, you may leave this place in the same way that you came in. The same burdens, the same problems, the same frustrations. Your son is still lying sick in bed. You don't see him healed. You don't feel your energy restored, but you feel still weathered and drained. You don't see your feet skipping down the aisle, but slowly dragging along. You don't feel joyful, but still longing and warm. But you live by the word of God. So don't give in to society's view that emotions and feelings are everything. Rather, live by the word of Christ. Has Christ ever lied to you before? Has he failed to defeat any disease, any problem? Has he failed to conquer any devil? Has he left any problem unconquered? Did he forget about you in this modern hectic life? Of course not. You have the word of Christ. Despite what you feel, despite what is waiting for you at your home, you have the word of Christ, because I live, you also will live. And when the angels come and meet you and carry you to Abraham's side, you will see the life that Christ spoke to you. And you will see all that he has done for you. He truly did heal you through his word. He truly did restore you through his holy baptism. He truly did remove every ailment and problem through his holy supper. So what if these things feel boring and mundane at times? You live by the word of God, not by your feelings. So what if other churches get rid of them or do them only half the time to replace them with something more exciting and fun and uplifting? You don't live by your feelings, you live by the word of Christ. So whether you feel like it or not, you wake up, you come, you pray, you hear the word of God, you receive his eternal gifts. Because that word is everything. And thanks be to God that sometimes, perhaps even quite often, our feelings do pair up with God's word. And we are joyful and happy and rejoice in all that Christ has done for us. Thanks be to God for times like that. But when our feelings don't, when we feel something other than joy toward the word of God, we still depart from this place in peace. You still leave in peace, regardless of what is going on at your house, because God has spoken, and God does not lie. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.